Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
We talked about joy a little bit yesterday, and I really am convinced that God intends our lives to be filled with joy. You say, Steve, now what about all the hard times and the difficulties? Is that not a part of life? Yeah, there are difficulties in life. I mean, a lot of people are going through a lot of difficulty right now, but our hope is in the Lord, and He intends us to not be controlled by the affairs of this world, but to be filled with joy. The second fruit of the Spirit is joy, love, joy. It's an important part of who we need to be. And you can have joy in the midst of really difficult circumstances. I mean, Paul's writings, for instance, were when he was in jail. He was in prison, but he still had joy. So regardless of your circumstance, you can be filled with joy. And I pray that the fruit of the Spirit will produce joy in your life. See, as a believer, your heart should cry out for joy. It should cry out in joy. Praise Him. That's what we're called to do. With a loud voice, I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. You know, there's really a difference between happiness and joy. Happiness is temporal. It really is. It's temporary. It goes away. But true joy is eternal. Knowing Christ and all that He's done produces joy. And let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Have a great day. Represent Him well with joy.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.